MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 12, 2025. Salem businesses have accused a Christian group of harassment, and Gloucester gets a new school superintendent. Cloudy, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:49 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. In Salem, local warlocks and business owners Christian Day and Brian Kane are requesting state authorities investigate alleged harassment at several Salem witchcraft and tourism shops by a Christian group. The complaint is related to the action of members of an Illinois-based Christian ministry during the Height of Haunted Happenings festivities last month. The letter sent to Attorney General Andrea Campbell's office on November 3 accuses members of Philip Renner Ministries of entering many different Salem witchcraft and tourism shops, including Hex Old World Witchery and the Halloween Museum of Salem. The members allegedly refused to leave the shops after hurling sexist, homophobic, and transphobic obscenities, acting physically aggressive, and smearing a substance referred to as anointing oil on private property. Day, the owner of Warlock, Inc., which operates the Salem Psychic Fair and Witches Market, Hex, and the Festival of the Dead in Salem throughout the month of October, says the actions of members of Philip Renner Ministries have crossed the line of free speech into criminal behavior. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, pending the outcome of contract negotiations, Assistant Superintendent Amy Pascarello is on track to become Gloucester's next superintendent after the school committee voted unanimously to promote her during a meeting Monday night. The move to promote Pascarello, who has served as an assistant superintendent since October 2022, came after Superintendent Ben Lummis announced plans to retire at the end of this school year. If all goes accordingly, Pascarello, a Beverly native, will become the first woman to lead the school district. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, leaders of the once dry town of Rockport have extended the hours, adding Sunday, during which alcoholic beverages may be sold. The select board also altered the fee structure for alcohol sales in town, voting 3-0 for the changes following a public hearing last week. Alcohol sales, which formerly took place 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, now can happen 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. And Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, standing tall in the center of Market Square, the city's Christmas tree officially arrived Monday morning and awaits decorations. In a statement, the Chamber of Commerce extended heartfelt gratitude to Jeff Walker and Josette Walker of Newbury for donating the 40-foot evergreen. The tree had stood 55 feet before being trimmed. The chamber also acknowledged Iron Tree Services, Bud Colby, Michael Legacy of Atlantic Crane, and Ron Keith and his team at the City Department of Public Services for their efforts to bring the tree to Market Square. The initiative is part of the Chamber's Port of Wonder Holiday Campaign, a month-long celebration designed to bring festive joy and community spirit to downtown Newburyport. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell on the High School Fall Tournament Playoff Watch, today's games feature in D1 Boys Soccer, Cambridge at St. John's Prep, 6:30 p.m. D2 Girls Soccer, Masconomen is playing Hingham at Danvers High School, 6:30 p.m. D4 Soccer in Girls Action, Cohasset at Hamilton Wenham at Edfin Field, 5:30 p.m. D4 Girls Soccer, Georgetown travels to Southwick at 6 p.m. And in D3 Girls Volleyball, Linfield versus Bellingham at Westwood High at 5 p.m. The Endicott College field hockey team, number 8 in the nation, will host Keene State tonight at 6 p.m. in a first-round NCAA tournament game. Earlier this season, the two teams met in October with the Gulls winning 5-0. The Salem News is reporting today that Beverly Girls ice hockey coach Christian McCarthy has stepped down from after just one season leading the co-op team that includes players from Danvers High School and Ipswich High School. In pro sports, the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 5-3 last night at the Garden. David Pastrnak scored his 400th career goal, and it was Boston's seventh straight win. Bees are off tonight. Celtics lost 102-100 to the 76ers in Philly last night. Tonight, the Celtics host Memphis. And the Patriots host the New York Jets tomorrow night in Thursday Night Football kickoff at 8:15 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.